And just close your eyes and just find the echo of the image right at the center of your being. Just the center point, place where things come together and from which things come. If you lose it, just open your eyes again, look at the image, let it affect you, then close your eyes and just find that center point. This is a singularity point, a point of stillness out of which things spiral outwards, out of which things turn and twist. And finding that singularity point, that simplicity point, and out of which things spiral and move. In Welsh tradition is called being gwion, being the very small who turns the pot. So just practice that. Open your eyes. Come into the image. Close your eyes. Find the gwion point, the point of stillness from which things move, spiraling out into triplicities, into multiplicities, and coming home again. And then from that simple point of stillness and movement, to be aware of the principle of warmth, of fire. And be aware of the warmth of your bodies. Be aware of the connection between warmth and life. Be aware of the connection between life and movement. Going deeper, being aware of the fire at the heart of every atom. So as we move more deeply into the singularity point, into the stillness, into this place where there is stillness and constant movement, multiplicity, simplicity, touching into the still point at the center of each atom that is in constant, indeterminate movement. Entering into relationship with the nature of energy. Entering into the fabric of the body, entering into the fabric of the universe. connecting to the great field of energy. And then noticing shaping, energy moving in forms, creating solidity. So entering into substance, contemplating the nature of stone. Contemplating the hearthstone that holds the fire, that contains, contemplating the substance around us, the substance of our houses that contains us and holds us, contemplating the substance of the universe. Being aware of the singularity point of being Gwion, being aware of energy and substance, we contemplate life, seeing it as a great oak tree, rooted in time and space. Contemplating the oak, contemplating the apple tree, the king tree and the queen tree. Experiencing the tree as rooted in time and space, in growth, in life, in cycles of expression, coming into leaf, fruiting, shedding, returning, growing. Through the tree, entering into life. Returning for a moment to contemplate the image on the screen, the triplicity that is oneness. Again, entering into communion with that, letting that image touch you, shape you. Closing your eyes, find the echo of that within you, at your center. Coming to the little Gwion point, the singularity point, the stillness from which movement comes. Contemplating fire and energy, substance and stone. contemplating the tree, the oak, and the apple, entering into relationship with life and growth. Contemplating a globe of mistletoe in the heart of the tree. Seeing the branching of the mistletoe in all directions. White berries like stars, green golden leaves extending infinitely outwards. Again, from the simplicity of the point, but in deep relationship with the living tree. Into full relationship with life, extending infinitely in all directions. Like a field of stars, each point connected to each other, being one with the mystery of the mistletoe, the non-duality and the multiplicity. Feeling through this the continuum of life, the connection of each point with each other point. So any movement in any one point affects every other point. Feeling the singularity of the Guion point and its thousand reflections. Each point being the center that is everywhere. Each point being the locus of movement and action. Each point being the place from which the ripples of energy, of shaping, of life and of communion come from. Being part of this great continuity, this great continuum of life. And as we enter into this vastness, this mystery of continual communion, there is a shift, there is a turning, as if the world flips inside out, so all of the outside is within us. Right at our center, we become the living door. That mediates between the vastness and the smallness, the inside and the outside. And as we become the strong door, the deep door, we enter into the mystery of Mervyn and Ariadne, the weaver and the servant of the weaver. Mervyn and Ariadne, and Anpu and Neet. Minerva and Taliesin. From this place we touch the world in its beauty and disturbance. From this place we see our potency. Each place we look at aligns with the singularity within us. Each person we meet is gathered into the whole, into the mystery of the great ball of mistletoe, into the mystery of the living tree, into the mystery of fire and stone, of stillness and movement. One world, one life, one beauty, one sickness. Being Ceridwen and Taliesin, being little Gwion, being everywhere and everyone. And then simply open your eyes and return to the image on the screen. Just for a moment.